Welcome to Talking Giants, presented by DraftKings. I'm your host, Bobby Skinner, here with my co-hosts, Justin Pennick, and Danny King is joining us. It is our 4th of July mailbag. It's our annual 4th of July mailbag. The episode before the 4th of July, we do a mailbag where we are not doing Giants talk. Might be a little Giants, like, you know, sprinkled in there, but it's like, if you are just strictly like, I want to hear news, thoughts, and analysis on the Giants, turn off this episode. This is episode, it's talking about us, hypotheticals. It's a fun, dumb episode, and then next week, we take a vacation, but we'll have a couple episodes out. Justin, how are you?
Hey, Danny King. Hey, Bobby Skinner.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of the glizzy. You know, fireworks. It's going to be raining in the East Coast, the tri-state area, at least for the weekend. But then Sunday, it should be nice, not too hot for the 4th of July. I'm excited. This is a fun episode. I really did miss Danny King. Can I just say what's on my mind right now? I see him at the bottom of my screen on Zoom, and he's growing out the hair a little bit, and I love it. He's got, like, the bangs going on. Danny King, how the hell are you? It's so great to see you.
It's great to see you guys, too. I'm also ready for it to watch Joey Chestnut just chow down on about 60 glizzies in a matter of minutes, and it's going to be glorious. It's a great way to celebrate America's birthday. It's even better to do a random mailbag on July 4th and just have fun. Nothing better than having fun.
Every single year we do this. The 4th of July is my clear-cut favorite holiday. Like, it is by far my favorite holiday. It has everything you want. It has random sports, like the hot dog contest is must-view, is must-watch TV every single year. You have the beach, you have good food, and you got fireworks. Like, it is the best holiday in the world, and I won't let people take away from it. So I am very excited. You know what sucks is that we kind of know Joey Chestnut's going to win the hot dog contest every year, though. Like, it used to be some surprises, and I guess Joey Chestnut was a surprise. I would like to see somebody else, like, just... Somebody eventually has to take over the Joey Chestnut reign in the hot dog contest.
I think it would only happen the day Joey Chestnut dies. I don't know any man that can chow down on that many hot dogs in that time frame.
I remember when the records were like 30-something, and now they are at like 80. It's disgusting. You guys talked about weather. We might be getting a hurricane in the Sunshine State. Have you guys seen
this? This is just awesome for you. This is your prime time.
This is
to
my
shine.
Element. This is where I thrive.
This is when Bobby is at his best.
Right. It's called Tropical Storm Elsa. Look, Google it right now. Google Tropical Storm Elsa, and it's like supposed to get to a Category 2 and like come to Florida. And whenever it says it's gonna be a Category 2, it ends up being like a Category 4 or 5. So.
You gonna set off fireworks during the tropical storm?
We'll see. We did last time.
You know what? A exclusive Patreon stream of Bobby Skinner hurricane hunting.
There will be content. Now, last time I did it, I felt a little corny, and it's like, okay, you know, I deleted a lot of it. But there will be some type of hurricane content next time there is one. I mean, Danny, we recorded episodes like basically like right before a hurricane and after. Like, I remember us doing like the 2019 53-man cut roster episode was like was me in my brother's room because I didn't stay at my house or his spare bedroom on the floor, like literally laying down on the floor, like face down, talking about BJ Goodson being traded to the Packers.
You know, we filmed in some weird place. Like, we filmed one show on a cruise ship. I was on a cruise ship and just doing a podcast there. Did a podcast from you in a random hotel in the Bronx. Just, beginning of the show's history is very strange. Very strange places, very strange events that have been filmed in.
And I hope it only gets stranger. Before we get into the mailbag, I have an idea. So the NCAA is allowing college players to be paid now. We have to get Brandon Jacobs' son to Rutgers, and we'll sponsor him, like, only if he goes to Rutgers, because you have Rutgers fans are going to be Giants fans.
Yep.
You know, Penn State, there's a bunch of Giants fans, but there's also a lot of Eagles fans, too. Rutgers has to be the most, like, clear-cut Giants fandom, right? Or would Syracuse be? What's more Giants fandom, Rutgers or Syracuse?
I mean, it's Jersey. Rutgers. Is Rutgers, and yeah.
Because Syracuse, they're probably more Buffalo.
Talking Giants needs to sponsor Brandon Jacobs' son, and he needs to go to Rutgers. That would do a lot of publicity for us. Brandon Jacobs' son, sponsored by Talking Giants. Like, he can put stickers, like, on his helmet and everything. Like, we need to have that happen.
it's crazy that there was just this one female volleyball player who just approached Barstool
just out of nowhere
and was like, I want to be a Barstool athlete. And Dave Portnoy was like, yeah, like,
it's the Wild West right now. I've seen everybody. I've seen all different types of sponsorships and different. It is the Wild West right now. I'm excited to see just what happens. Just like, I can't wait to look back at this in 10 years. Like, because eventually they'll figure it out how to do it. But right now, it's just chaos. And I kind of love it. And I think the NCAA kind of deserves it for dragging their feet so long on this. I don't think there's anything that's been more universally agreed on than then, like, college players should at least be able to make money off their own name. Like, I don't think the university should have to pay them, but make money off their own name, there's no reason they shouldn't be able to do that.
It's just prime time. Like, there's no regulations against it. It's just make money and just get really rich.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not even joking about that. Like, if we have the money to sponsor Braden Jacobs in 3 years at Rutgers, like, I am 100% down on that. So we need to get Brandon Jacobs on the show. We need to talk about him playing D-line and get to the bottom of this crap. And we need to figure out a way to sponsor his son. Which feels weird, kind of, honestly. But it is what it is.
Let us sponsor your son, Brandon.
Let us use your son for publicity for us.
Yep.
Hey, money's money. That's that. Anything else that you guys want to get off your chest before we get into the mailbag?
I just missed Danny King. I'm glad he's here.
Here's something. I'm annoyed at Justin because he didn't buy a fish.
Oh, what I wanted to do was, I had a very busy day, Bobby Skinner. I mean, this is one of my first, it's my first full week full time. I recorded a million shows today. And I wanted to, well, where's your fish, first of all?
I'm not going to buy one if you're not buying one.
I wanted to draw a picture. I wanted to draw a picture of a fish in a fish bowl and just put it right here, and then I would have named it Jerry.
Solid.
Yeah, we were going to get fish and name them Chris and Jerry.
I wonder why. Why Chris and Jerry?
And Justin's like, I don't want any responsibility in my life.
It's true. That's a very good impersonation of me.
Justin, just go to the carnival, get one of those goldfish or the plastic bags. They'll be out of your life in about
a
like
goldfish
a month.
Or a betta fish. Or the you spend less than $5. You buy a glass vase, buy some, you know, marbles or little rocks. I mean, and the dechlorinator for the water. You don't even need a filter. Spend less than $15 and you got yourself a pet. I mean, I had a pet only, fish named Steven for like 7 years.
Look, I'm the only beta around here. All right.
Oh well.
There we go.
All right. Send it to Steve.
Mail time. Mail time.
The mail's here. Come on.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
All right, thanks, Steve from Blue's Clues. Danny, let's get into the mail.
All right, the first question is, you know what, this is for you, Bobby, Justice, from Ethan Audie. He says, if Justin and Bobby joined forces, could you gobble enough glizzies to take down Joey Chestnut? It's a question you got to answer.
You know, I actually was in a hot dog contest one time.
Oh.
It is the most disgusting. I think I had like 3.5. It was, which was kind of mean, to be honest. They made the offensive line in high school do a hot dog contest in front of the entire school, too.
Stereotypical.
So it was like 4 or 5. I guess it was 5 of us. My one buddy, he literally starts doing the whole dunking thing, like puts the water in the bread. Oof. And it's like, I'm not doing that. That's the grossest thing in the world. And then I was like, I can't do this. Like, I had maybe 3.5. And then my other buddy lied that he ate more, and then he won, even though he didn't eat the most. I think he
and then
won.
He was suspended.
It was, but yeah, they in front of the entire school, they made us do a hot dog eating contest, and then they just like, all right, if you want a hot, because they made like 10 times too many. They're like, all right, if you want a hot dog, come down and get one.
You know, we have such weird, like, us as Americans, like, we like some weird stuff. Like, we're just enjoying watching these guys chow down on hot dogs. In high school, like, on, like, class night or whatever, like, we would have two kids go up there, and they put, like, I forgot what they put in front of them, but they would just, like, dive their face in and eat it, and just, it was absolutely horrendous stuff. I felt terrible for these kids, but they volunteered their lives to eat that damn cake. I'm gonna say it was a cake. Why do we enjoy people eating like this? I don't know, but there's an audience for it. Maybe John Boy Media needs to get on that. Talking glizzies. Boom.
Talking glizzies. I can't watch. I know this is like our thing. You know, I'm very much like Trailer Park Boys is our thing. I'm a little detached from it. I can't watch. I cannot watch hot dog eating content. I can't do it. Can't watch it.
See, I'm usually like a little more squeamish with that type of stuff, and it's no problem for me.
Yeah, I it's like, oh, I'm not gonna get like squeamish and like, you know, oh, I can't watch it. But it's just, it's like you're hurting yourself. It looks like a person is actually hurting themselves and they're harming themselves. I could also never do it because I'm a very slow eater. I probably can survive a marathon of eating hot dogs, but it's the time factor for me. It's the time factor for me that really has the impact. And that's why I wouldn't be able to do
it. I'm just a big fan of tradition, where it's like every year, the 4th of July at noon is a hot dog contest. At 1 o'clock is when you kind of like head outside, or you go to the beach. Maybe you go to the beach super early, or I think this year we have to go to the beach super early because of rain in the afternoon. But
you are a big fan of tradition. I've noticed this. I've learned this about you.
I mean, look at it right now. The 4th of July mailbag. That's tradition.
And you got
it. I love how it was tradition even after 1 year that you did it. And I love that about you.
Last time I said something was tradition, I got absolutely obliterated on Twitter. And then I was like, guys, can we just
What was
down?
That?
It was the jersey. The Yankees? No, it's the jersey
oh.
thing.
Oh, yeah. Every time you
tradition, it's been 1 year. I'm like, shut your ass up. I don't care.
If you bought a DeAndre Baker jersey, it's officially a tradition. That's... That's as simple as that.
Well, it's a great tradition that I wasted $100 on, and next year I get to spend $200, even better.
Kadarius Toney, what number are you hoping Kadarius Toney wears?
If it's single digit, that's my hope. I hope he stays in the single digits because yeah. 89 just doesn't fit him.
If the player makes the number. The number doesn't make the player. All right, next question.
A simple question from Danny Behan at DBhan. He asks, what's your favorite kickoff time? 1, 425, or 825? Justin?
Depends if it's a Monday night. Sunday night, it's 830. But then besides that, I'm a sucker for those 1 o'clock games. Just get me in the stadium early, then I can go home and still kind of have a day. But if it's 830, there's nothing better than Sunday night at 830. But if it's Monday night, Thursday night, I don't want that.
I love the 4:30 games because you get to just sit back, enjoy the 1 o'clock games. You're patiently awaiting, but it's like you're just watching the whole day play out, and then 4:30, it's like prime time without having to stay up till midnight or 1 o'clock and be depressed after we lose another prime time game.
Yeah, it's 4:25 because put it on red zone from that 1 to 4 o'clock window is just absolute perfection. The 4:05 ones I hate because you can't watch the end of the 1 o'clock games.
Yeah, that's brutal.
It's like I don't do the 4:05. 4:25 is absolute perfection, but the Giants are good enough to get the 4:25 games, even though they got the 4:25.
I have tried red zone. I just can't do it. I have to just sit back and watch a game or switch back and forth. But the constant jumping, I flat out cannot.
Last year was my first year watching red zone, and I fell in love. Just the jump,
it's awesome.
Back and forth. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is. I was like, there's so much football in my head, can't even comprehend what I'm watching.
I tried. I just flat out can't do it.
I think you kind of have to like fantasy football to like red zone too. And Bobby, you're not the biggest fantasy football fan.
I used to like fantasy football, and now that it's gotten so big, I like fantasy football when I wasn't doing Talking Giants. I had my one league. But like I never liked fantasy football to where it's like I have five different teams. Like I just had like having my one team I could spend time on.
And I didn't enjoy it as much last year.
Wednesdays going through the waiver wire or Tuesdays.
I didn't enjoy it as much last year, which I hope I don't start to not enjoy fantasy football because I'm doing football stuff. I didn't enjoy it. I just felt like I didn't. I mean, maybe this year because I'm full time, I'll have a little bit more time to manage everything. But yeah, last year was bad. But Sunday night, I mean, guys, growing up with the Giants would have like three. Like I feel like at least 2 to 3. Sunday night football games every single year, basically before, 2017 and then prior. 2 to 3 Sunday night football games every single year, and that is just, it's the best time for football. It really is. You know, it used to be Faith Hill. Faith Hill singing that rendition of I Hate Myself for Loving You, waiting all day for Sunday night. Alan Chris. Awesome. And Alan John, I grew up with Alan John. For a hot sec.
I've just win this more heartbreak on primetime than I have.
When's the last time we won a primetime game?
Last year. No, wait.
We didn't. We haven't won on Thursday night football the last 2 years, have we?
When's the last time we beat anybody not named the Washington football?
Oh, no, when did we play the 49ers? Was that 2019? That was 2018. I think that might have been the last time.
That was the last time we won a primetime game.
I love that. That game was so good. I thought Nick Mullins was about to march down the field and get a game-winning touchdown on
us. Nick Mullins, he was hot in the streets around that time.
Don't blame him.
You know he's on the Eagles. Did you know that?
I only found that out recently. I was like, wait, Nick Mullins
is probably their best QB, to be honest. I'm not even trying to be funny about that. Jalen Hurts sucks.
Is it Kyle Loretta there? No. Oh, no, wait, Poppy, what are you talking about? They have Alex Tanny right in the wings if needed.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, elite. My man is just elite.
All right.
Quarterback room crowded.
Next question.
Yeah, that's a scary quarterback room. Eli Wardman asks, moment you thought this thing was actually serious. For me, it was when Art Stapleton yelled at me, pretty much. That's when I was like, okay, so now people actually know what we're doing. I was like, that's pretty cool.
We deleted the tweet to make him happy. We just said like the Giants signed Paul Adams as an undrafted free agent.
I think that's what it was.
And then Art was not happy with us.
And bad guy Danny.
Bad guy move. But hey, that's when you know it's serious, when you get a beat writer to get really mad at you.
Mine was probably a week or two after that, when it was like we started getting actual interaction online, like consistently. I mean, it was really the Daniel Jones draft is what like really. Like, okay, this is kind of serious. Like because before that, I honestly, I was more dedicated to Simple Man Radio. And then post-draft, I saw it was just like, okay, these numbers are better than Simple Man Radio, and they're going up, and we're getting people consistently engaging with us. Getting in fights with, like, Dan Orlovsky and any blue check. I mean, I was, you know, when you're first starting, you're just on a war path to fight anybody.
Kicking ass and taking names.
I mean, so I guess it was kind of around this time 2 years ago. It was like when we spent the entire summer talking about Daniel Jones, really.
For me, now my timeline's a little different because I wasn't with wasn't part of like the team technically for like the first year. I've always taken like everything that I've done very serious, but knowing that this is serious in terms of like possibly like, hey, this can actually maybe be something that can be like helpful, maybe profitable for us, is when we started doing really well on YouTube. So that's when I'm like, oh, this is serious, and this actually can be like a thing that can be like really successful, not just on one platform, but like another platform too.
It is funny to look back and be like, wow, you were pretty small, but at the time it felt big. And I'm sure when we're doing the 4th of July mailbag episode next year, it'll be like, wow, imagine how we felt at that time. Because, I mean, I felt like when I hit 1,000 followers, I made a thank you video, you know? So, and it was like, oh, wow.
Next year you guys will have a studio in that small Bronx building.
I will never. If Justin moves to Florida, yes, we may have a studio.
And it makes just no sense. Why would I move to Florida when the Giants are here? Like, because Bobby just tries to convince me to move to Florida. Like, it actually makes some sort of sense when it makes zero sense.
It would be better for you personally.
It would be better for I like being a part. I don't mind like being a part, but also you arguing that it would be better for me and like our coverage of the Giants if we're all further away from the Giants makes zero sense.
Yes, it is,
because it's better for you. It's better for you.
Exactly.
If I'm there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. What's better for me is better for the show.
Everything. If it benefits Bobby, that's the only way it could be.
Oh, right. Exactly.
You would have a better quality of life in Florida too, which is makes for a better show.
I love New Jersey so much.
You know what?
Eli Wartman asked a similar question.
I was going
to ask that one.
I was going to go to a different question first, then go back to that, because the way you mentioned Florida, Brian Porras asked, why do so much crazy things happen in Florida?
I think it's just the year-round heat, really. And we're just like a melting pot of America.
Yeah. Fair. That's fair. I think that's a good way to describe it. And then Eli Wartman asks, goals for the end of the year.
Goals for the end of the year. So I think...
I mean, I have one that I've told the company, and I'll just share it here. During my kind of like quote-unquote interview process, you know, they asked about goals for Talking Giants, and it's like, I hate setting number goals. It's like, I want X amount of followers, I want X amount of subscribers, whatever. I hate doing that because there's this thing called the rival fallacy, where it's like, let's just say if I set a goal by the end of the year that I want 10,000 followers, and I get 10,000 followers by October or November, and it's like, oh, well, all right, it's just another, I don't feel any different than I did yesterday, even though I set that goal. Or if you don't get it, then it's like, oh, I feel like a failure, when maybe it's not a failure. You know, maybe the Giants win two games this year, and, you know, we don't grow that much. But I don't want to put that energy out there. So what I told them is that by the end of this season, when you turn to a casual Giants fan, or a casual Giants fan asks the question of, where can I go to get, you know, Giants analysis, talk, videos, whatever, you know, kind of coverage, I want there to be no doubt when people say Talking Giants. You know, I already know that we're the best. I already know that we're awesome. But I want there to be no doubt. Like, Talking Giants is the place to go. And I want it to be known. Like, known widely.
Speaking of known, did I bring up on the show that I ran into a listener?
Oh, no.
I don't think I brought it up on the show. I know I told you, Justin, but I don't think I brought up. I ran into a listener at a Ross. He was wearing a Giants hat, and I was just like, nice hat, dude. And he was like, nice podcast. I was like, whoa. That's kind of crazy. So we talked for a few minutes.
I was recognized in a restaurant. Did I ever say it on the show that I was recognized in a restaurant?
I don't know, but you're in New Jersey, so
I mean,
I'm taking away from your shine.
No. Yours is definitely much more impressive.
Twice, actually. I got recognized at a Wawa the day after the season ended.
Yeah. Yes.
And then I'll get people who see the stickers around the town who will tweet them, and that always gets a really good smile out of me.
There you go.
Bobby, what's a goal?
Danny, you got recognized before any of us did.
Did I?
Remember, you know, someone was like at your like school was like, I'm listening to Talking Giants or something like that.
Yeah, that was funny. I do remember that. And then last year, everyone was probably just hearing me talk Giants through my dorm room door and thinking like, this kid has been talking Giants or talking football for about 12 straight hours at this point.
Oh yeah, the draft day. It's like, dude, Danny, leave your freaking room. Spend 7 hours talking about the Giants.
We're trying to have fun. Please leave.
So yeah, I mean, my long-term goals are to dominate and have talking football not dominating, because that's just impossible for 1 year. But people will be like, okay, I want people who consume talking football content to be a decent number. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to put a certain number on it, but I want those people to thoroughly enjoy it. Like, I want it to have like the baby like stage where it's like everyone that's listening to it really likes it.
So I like that. I like that goal.
Yeah.
Man, what goal do I have? I mean, I can't think of like really.
Well, what is your goal? Because you got a couple more years of school.
I guess I'm more just, at this point, just growing. That's just more the goal. Just keep growing. See where it goes every single year. Maybe get a few more followers, because that always happens during the football season. That's when I always see my spike. And then,
no, but are you thinking about doing, I mean, you're
Danny's
you're so
wrote
early
written
on.
Articles is, for the college. I can't remember the one. Yeah, Daniel King.
Yeah, but I mean, so this is where I'm going with it. Like, are you thinking, and it's so early on that this is maybe, it's going to be a question that's going to change 17 times.
You get
times,
a criminal justice degree.
Yeah, get a criminal justice. Yeah, don't do that. But are you thinking more or less like written media is where you want to be, or like, you know, TV, or, you know, what kind of media are you thinking that you want to that you like so far? I mean, you were a podcast co-host. So.
I mean, I think podcasts, if anything, that's what I want to do if it was like audio and like visual, like stuff like this. But I think written's probably the way I want to go. I just find like what Zach Rosenblatt does, like those stories he's able to write, I find like really cool, being able to like tell a story through words and all that. That's obviously, I don't think, like, he's just amazing at that, but like the written form is where I think I want to go. And I think those jobs are plentiful. Like TV, you gotta be like really good to get a TV job.
Which reminds me, we tried it last year. We should reach out to the UDFAs again and see if we can do something on them. So I'm gonna write that down, because we tried last year and it just didn't work. We got a connection with one of them, so how about that?
We should probably reach out from the Talking Giants account. That'll definitely help more.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Next question.
Next question comes from where was the question? It comes from the Football Grump at the football_grump. PS, what's the best pizza topping? I'm gonna be honest, it's barbecue chicken.
Oh.
You know, I don't eat pork anymore. So when I did eat pork, I mean, it's just simple pepperoni. I love Jersey white pizza. So should I? Does that? Should I say ricotta for that? So, I mean, Jersey white pizza, when it's done well, is my favorite type of pizza. Even when I did eat pork, it was, you know, the white teeth pizza from Tony's in Indian Harbor. But you know what's something I do put on pizza a lot now? Jalapenos.
Mm.
Just, or some type of, like, I really don't, I don't eat a pizza without peppers now.
People like the flavor of the, like, you know, they won't actually put jalapenos on, but they'll put, like, you know, the pepper flavor on it.
Yeah, not fresh, fresh jalapenos will kill you, but, like, you know, pickled jalapenos.
Yeah, yeah.
I put that on like almost every pizza now.
If it's not barbecue chicken, it's pepperoni for me. That's just
a... Well, it's, I, pepperoni and onion is one for me, and I, is that cheating? But that's not cheating. I consider it one.
Because I think when you think of pizza, I feel like I can't really consider pepperoni a topping in a way, because like I feel like it's just such a thing with pizza. It's almost like it's attached to the pizza. Like pepperoni is nothing like special that jumps out at me. Like what you said, pepperoni.
That's why, pepperoni, that's why it's the best, is because it's with pizza.
Yeah. Bacon's good too. If you have bacon pizza, bacon's just good on anything. And I know, Bobby, I know you're not a pork, but what I've been having recently is vodka sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, like the vodka sauce. Now it's not. It's just pizza with vodka sauce up to on top and some cheese maybe. But so it's not really like a conventional pizza. But that is so. If it's done right, it is so freaking good. I've been like in love with
if
that.
If I'm making like a dish for like a big party or something, I make chicken ziti.
Good damn.
With vodka and Alfredo sauce.
That's the way to go.
And it's just by me being like an idiot, like just trying different stuff. Like when I started cooking, you know, when I was like 20, 21 years old, it's like, whoa, this one works really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pizza toppings. I feel like there's nothing, the one pizza topping I will never get behind. I can't.
Anchovies?
That's one. If you would put anchovies on your pizza, I think you need like counseling or something.
I think people get anchovies on their pizza get it because other people don't like it.
I think they just need help. I think that's the only reason. And I can't, pineapple on pizza is just still so strange to me.
Yeah, but I can live
see you
with
liking it. I could see you liking it, because, I mean, also, Florida is funky.
I mean, I never order it, but it's like, if it's on it, I'm not like, how dare you? It doesn't go on pizza? Have you seen the video, like, these Instagram reels of this girl, and she keeps trolling her Italian boyfriend, where it's like, she tries to put, like, pineapple on pizza, and she did something else, too, and he's just like, you cannot do, I'm not going to do an Italian mm-hmm. accent, but he is just, like, dead serious, like, you can't do this. I get a good laugh.
We will, we will move.
We will move.
We will move. You will. We will leave.
That might be like a crime to put pineapple on pizza in Italy.
I Danny, feel like
they would just jail you.
Can you read the ad?
Read the ad. I could read the ad, and I'm gonna read the ad because DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate, has plenty of structures for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Also, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more all week long. Make sure you bet on the Mets this weekend. They're sweeping the Yankees, guaranteed. DraftKings is safe and secure and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience.
What's actually the schedule for Yankees-Mets?
Friday,
have you seen
Saturday.
Joe's and Keith on the commercials?
Yes.
It is quite cool.
Have you seen Joe's and Keith on the ESPN commercials?
Yes,
they are quite cool. But then that one guy, she's like 27 rings. It's like, shut up. But download the top rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JohnBoy when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. It's promo code JohnBoy, people, for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania. New customers only. Wager paid out and site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbooks for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. If you're in... I lost the other thing. Call where? Oh, no.
Indiana.
1-800-WITH-IT. There it is. Got very blocked good out by my little thing at the bottom.
Good job. That was great.
The Indiana.
It's your first ad read.
It was. I'm oh, very crap. Excited.
Wait, never mind. All right. You're fine. All right. Next question.
Next question is, because I got to actually learn, I got to go charge my laptop because it was a charge. So, Bobby and Justin, this question is just for you. Where was it? It was literally just here. Bobby, Glock or Sig, Justin, Arito, Fuente, or Pardon. You guys discuss that. I'm going to go grab my laptop because I don't know what JTM at JTM 01234567789 is talking about.
Go ahead, Justin.
Okay, so the two that our friend JTM listed was cigars. They're cigar brands. And I actually just bought, if I could get it. No, I'm not going to get it. I just bought a box of Arturo Fuentes. I bought a box of 25 of them. How much does a box cost? It cost... I'm not going to disclose how much it cost. It cost way too much. It was like... If you get mad at me because you say smoking cigars is a waste of money, if I told you how much a box of 25 cost me, you would get really mad.
$500?
So, no. Well, less than that.
$300?
Ballpark. I just Black Label. So I like the darker cigars of Arturo Fuentes. It could be kind of lighter, but they also can be a lot darker. I like shorter ones. I like shorter and thicker ones. If we're talking, Danny, we're talking glizzies, our favorite kind of glizzies.
Short and thick. Ones.
Short and thick, no. So I like the Black Label Fuentes. Those are like that has been my favorite cigar that I've smoked so far. I have 25 of them. I'm going to Ocean City, Maryland next weekend, and I will be smoking a majority of them.
There we freaking go.
Just smoke cigarettes. Like, smoking Woody, make smoking Woody proud, and just smoke cigarettes.
I think I'm going to do it when I'm older.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
No, why would you smoke cigarettes? That's horrible.
Not when I'm older, when it doesn't matter.
Like, it just doesn't matter. Just at that point,
it doesn't matter what you do.
Form disgusting habits in your old age. That's not good.
Isn't that what being old is? You just become like a terrible person. And
no,
just,
being
like,
old is the opposite. Yeah. That's when you start like caring more about stuff. Where it's like,
No. Yeah. Though it'll be with the advances of science and medication, we could take complete dog shit care of our bodies and we'll be all right.
Glock. Next question.
Yes, of course. What's red and smells like blue paint?
Do you guys know this?
No clue.
Come on, just think about it for 5 seconds.
It's probably like a glizzy joke. No?
What's red and smells like blue paint?
Purple.
Red
rain.
Paint.
Oh,
all right, cool.
Next question.
You have to pick one picnic long game situation which would you pick to join? A, Boche Ball.
You gotta
with
start.
Kevin.
Are you not giving these people's names?
Sorry, Westlock at Wessel Wissicles.
I realize Westicles.
Westicles. That's a legendary name, Westlock. You pick one picnic long game situation. Which would you join? Horseshoes versus Judge, Cornhole with Patrick Graham, Can Jam with Jason Garrett, Ladder Toss with Freddie Kitchens, or Boche Ball with Gettleman?
Bocce Ball.
I would do Can Jam with Jason Garrett so I can fling him right in the face with the Frisbee.
Well, I was going to say is Wes put like the best people with the best games. Like the three games I like the most are Cornhole, Ladder Ball, and Horseshoes, and those are with Joe Judge, Patrick Graham, and Freddie Kitchens. Cornhole was with Patrick Graham, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Freddie Kitchens is probably the one I'd want to play with the most, but I like Cornhole more than I like. I think the gap between Freddie Kitchens and Patrick Graham is closer to me than the Cornhole ladder ball game. So I'm going to go Cornhole with Patrick Graham. But any of those are fine. I actually just bought my dad horseshoes for Father's Day. How about that? Couldn't find anything that he didn't have, so I just bought him horseshoes. I keep on buying my parents gifts, by the way, being like, this will be good out of the beach, trying to get them to go to the beach more with their camper. So I can, because my parents have a camper, and I, like, it's the one thing, it's like, I want my, like, the most time I ever spend with my parents is when they bring their camper out to the beach. So I'm just like, all right, I can go to the beach and basically live there for an entire day. It's the perfect thing. And they haven't taken it out there.
I mean, it's hard to beat just living by the beach. Then, I don't think I want to live by the beach because, like, beach, I feel like hurricanes, my house is gone in about 5 minutes. But if I had to choose, I would say cornhole with Patrick Graham. But I am disappointed, Westlock, that there is no Spikeball. Spikeball is a fantastic game.
I thought about buying – I've never played Spikeball, so I thought about playing it, but I didn't want to buy it and then suck at it. But I think I'm just going to buy it. It's cheap at Walmart.
I lost a bet, and I had to buy these two kids a meal at college, and that wasn't fun. That was sad days for me.
You know, I'm going to buy a Spikeball thing this weekend for the 4th of July. How about that?
It's a solid game.
Tim Coffey in the chat says lawn darts with Garrett's face, which is pretty good.
Yep. Why I want to do Can Jam, because I can fling the Frisbee in his face.
I will say, though, bocce ball with Gelman, I feel like Gelman's just got to be that weird uncle at parties that tells some strange stories. You're like, oh, yeah, thanks, Uncle Dave. And you're like, okay. And then you go to your parents, like, what the hell's wrong with Uncle Dave?
And I feel like bocce ball is an old man's game, too. And Gettleman would be, Gettleman would probably ball out. And, you know, he's just a great trash talker who, like, would, if he's really beating you, would really annoy you. And I feel like Joe Judge could, I feel like he'd be a little too, I think I could see him being over competitive to where it's like, it's unenjoyable playing horseshoes with him.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd be like, oh, that one counts, or you were across the line, or what, you know. I can really see that being Joe Judge.
No, if he gets a brewski in his hand, he calms down. That's my theory. If he doesn't have the brewski in his hand, he's going to be like that.
And then Graham's, you know, Freddie's a good old boy. Ladder ball's fun. I like that.
This was a great question by Westlock. He really took the time to, like, put these guys in the correct game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these are, like, the best questions for the 4th of July mailbag.
And then the next question comes from Austin Linetta at Austin_. Oh, wait. Is it Ionetta?
I think Ionetta.
Austin Ionetta. Mm-hmm. My apologies, Austin. At Austin_Ionetta. Why did you guys choose your hand? Why did you guys choose Your Hand in Mine by Explosion in the Sky to be your outro song? Never heard of it before the pod, but I love that song now. Thanks, guys. Love the pod and keep up the great work.
I mean, I just love that song from Friday Night Lights, and it just makes everything sound more intense. And honestly, I was just putting together an intro outro for the first ever Giants Nation podcast. Did that and just kind of just stuck with it, and we've done it for every. I think it's been the outro for every single episode.
Yep, every single one.
I think at that point, like if any like parts of the show could change, like that's just bound to happen. But I feel like the outro always has to stay the same.
I mean, every football season, I listen to that song, like on the first day of the Giants game, I am listening to that song over and over again. It doesn't have a single word, and I usually hate like instrumental songs where it's no words or whatever. That is one where it's like it just gets you pumped up every single time. You put that music with anything and it'll get you just ready to run through a wall.
I find myself like the week before, like a few weeks before the season like officially begins, I'm just listening to like the Fox NFL and CBS theme randomly just because I need to get myself psyched up, and that does exactly that for me.
Yeah. Here's something I've thought about changing, and I know that people are going to really bite into this because some people hate it. I've thought about changing the preview show intro from Let's Go to War.
Oh, yeah, people really will not like that.
Well, do you think enough people? I feel like a song I, like you know, that.
I'm, here,
sort of like,
I'm gonna be honest. I really do like that. I love it.
Yeah,
because like that's like gets you. That just gets you psyched up.
But
I mean, like
if
after you want
17 weeks of it, you couldn't be like if 3 years running of 17 weeks of it, I feel like some people might not like it.
But it's only for the 17 weeks though. It's only for those weeks.
Every single touchdown, and Danny's right. It's not like this is 162 games in baseball or 82 in basketball, or whatever. Every single touchdown the Giants score back in the New York Groove plays, and I can't. If they ever change it, I'm writing a letter. I have never written a letter to John Mayer. I will write a letter to John Mayer if they change it.
What about the Wednesday, the Distance song by Cake?
I'd be open to that. I'm not attached to that. I like it. I do like it. I like the fact that we have our songs. Now, YouTube people, you don't know what we're talking about. So, but podcasts, you know, podcast app, you can do whatever you want.
You're really doing yourself a disservice by not having the intros for the podcast if you listen to YouTube. Like, if you like YouTube more, but if you're a YouTube watcher who watches every one of our podcasts or majority of them, I would just play the intro. Just like it's now during the season, it's predictable because there's four songs we use the entire season. But in the off season, it's like I keep a notes app of it, and I'll put out a tweet at the end of the off season of like these were our intros for the off season. Which, by the way, speaking of tradition, this episode has the same intro every single year too.
Boom!
There you go.
Fourth of July Saturday in the Park by Chicago.
Like the only way, like unless you're super superstitious, as thunder just cracks. That's the only way I would want the song to be changed. But I feel like no matter what, I mean, before the song started, the Giants were terrible. And since this show's been on the air, the Giants have not been good. So no reason to change it. That's the only reason why.
The victory one was very well, like, because we had, you know, me and Danny, we had a pretty decent audience, but it also grew a big chunk to 2020 where it was like week six. And it's like nobody, like majority of people don't know what the intro song is for our winning episodes. And then we finally beat Washington week six.
All right. I do want, like, if this show started in 2020, like, say it started in 2020, would there have been, like, a major difference just because of how weird it was that year? Like, just feel like
2019 was an awesome year to start, I feel. For a team that wasn't good, I feel like it was the best year to start. We got the Odell trade. That was the
rookie
big bump for us.
Rookie quarterback.
Drafted a quarterback. I mean, quarterback really is what, like, the new quarterback. I mean, so last off season, like in these type of months, I was kind of disappointed in like, you know, how like the engagement and stuff. It's like, dude, you guys drafted a left tackle, not a quarterback. And Danny, we were just going nonstop on Daniel Jones analysis, you know, charting every deep pass, every third down, every pass outside the pocket, like everything. So it was pretty good. This year we got no UDFAs to break down. I mean, they really screwed us this year with the draft stuff. It was more about trades than it was players. But back on point, 2019 was because you had, and then you had the goodbye of Eli. And there was, you know, the George Jenkins, like it was a, you know, Daniel Jones' first couple of weeks were, you know, the highest of highs. You had a coach being fired. So 2019 was a very eventful, engaging year for a team that went 4-12. I think they went. Yeah 4-12.
That was I do agree with that. And then Eli Warman, he has a lot of questions. Final question, I believe, from him is a topic, take, or conversation you regret having on the pod.
I think when Justin first joined, we did our big running back thing. I think looking back at that was a bad way to start the show. Like we had decided before the show, it's like, hey, we're gonna argue about this, and we turned into more of a screaming match than conversation.
It was like first take more than or Skip and Shannon, you know.
So that probably wasn't great. I think the draft segment this year, the redraft, was a good idea in my head, but looking back, it wasn't great. There's not really any takes I have that I want to take back. Now I will say me crapping on the Steve Smith, Sterling Shepard, that probably would be one. After the Bucks game, I was being a little baby about like people say mean things on the internet sometimes, and I look back at that, it's like shut up, like five people, it's get over yourself. Besides that, nothing really. 2019 pre the draft, because there's probably some dumb stuff I said because I wasn't as into this as I am now. Where now it's like I'd be a lot more careful with what I was saying.
Yeah, anything with like bleeding blue giant stuff, at least before 2019, is like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said it, but I don't go back and listen to stuff.
I have
really
one for you, Justin.
Sure, because I think I'm perfect and I don't do anything wrong. So what's one for me?
You call Joe Judge a coward.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna go there, but I I don't.
Why did you call Joe Judge a coward?
Because he didn't go for it on a fourth down.
Oh. I forgot. I can't wait, Justin, for those fourth down conversations to start back up again this season.
Oh, yeah.
Justin,
I mean,
didn't Justin, and he probably sort of that, like, coward is a very strong word, and Justin was, like, using it like it's silly goose or something. Like, coward is a very, like, strong word.
What game was that? Do you remember?
The Browns.
It was the Cleveland game. No, it was not the Cleveland game. No, the Cleveland game, he was being aggressive.
Yeah, but the first drive of the second half, they punted on like the Browns 43.
Oh, I thought it was another game, because the Cleveland game, I was happy with his aggression, because his aggression is like the reason why we even had like a shot in that game instead of just kicking field goals. Yeah, in terms of, like, going for it on fourth down, you know, that stupid conversation.
I agreed with you, but calling Joe Judge a coward, I thought, was, like, the worst choice of words you've ever had in your life.
Yeah, well everybody makes mistakes, but that was one, but I'm still perfect. But in terms of the fourth down conversation that happens online every year, and, you know, it's never going to be one that anybody is ever going to win, because even when you show, like, hey, you know, there's a... You can show like 2 + 2 = 4, and you know, well, it's the game of football. Sometimes it's so nuanced, but you can show that by going for it on fourth down and by executing. I mean, that's also the thing too. It's not just going for it on fourth down. You have to execute. You know, executing on fourth down, by doing that and putting 7 points on the board instead of 3, it kind of dramatically increases your odds of winning. And people would rather lose like 21-17 versus 21-10. Or 21-16 versus 21-20. Whatever. Like, people would rather have the score closer if it means, like, oh, we were in the game, rather than losing by a lot more, but you were being aggressive and maybe you didn't convert on fourth down. It's the craziest concept. Like, losing is losing. It shows up in the loss column no matter what. But I'm never going to win a fourth down debate if somebody disagrees with me, so...
That is true. For my take, I probably said something nice about Sam Beal in 2019, because I thought he was really going to be something. I'm going to be honest.
That's what you regret?
That's one take. I probably said, like, oh, dude, I probably hammered home that people were said Sam Beal is the greatest player to come out of supplemental drafts since Josh Gordon. I probably hammered that take home in 2019, and man, did I just get let down dramatically. Sam Beal, you absolute traitor. I trusted you. You were like a brother to me.
Which the NFL didn't do the supplemental draft this year. I was kind of disappointed. Like, that's, I always look forward to that in the first week of July. And
did you guys hear that? Like, the thunder?
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, I literally saw the lightning bolt struck. Like, literally, I saw it. It was quite impressive. That was quite cool. And yeah. But also, I agree with Bobby. Like, 2019, we probably said some stupid stuff. I just know that Janoris Jenkins episode, even though it was one of our, I think, one of the most random, greatest episodes
we've
ever had.
You can't say the stuff that we probably regret on
that one. No. It's going to come back about, like, when I'm getting, like, a job, and it'll be like,
if we did that episode now, people would be, like, you'd get, like, a lot of people be mad. But it was like our diehards were listening, and they were like, this is good stuff, because they liked us more than they were just like, I want to consume Giants content. Where it's like, we had pretty much, like, I was in New York. We had pretty much, you know, Janoris Jenkins. It was the night before Janoris Jenkins was cut. I was pissed off at people because they're, you know, talking about we should, you know, draft Tua. And I was in New York, so I didn't do a ton of, like, prep that day. So we were just we are very much in just like screw it. Like, we didn't even title it Dolphins Preview. Where the title was Weird in New York.
Yeah, that would probably be the only moment of the show that would probably come
and
back and haunt.
The post Odell trade that we recorded that night, we recorded maybe an hour after. I was very emotional in it. And then, like, if you listen to the episode like a week later, when I like really had my thoughts through, I was like, okay, this is actually a good trade.
Well, in the end,
I was very emotional.
But I think it was better we did that then, because that also drove up viewership. Like, if we waited like a day to talk about 2 days to talk about Odell, it wouldn't have been real emotion. I did not want Odell traded, flat out. And I still, I won't say that now. I still agree with that now. But when it happened, I was like, how are we trading a superstar wide receiver for free picks that we may not know that pans out? Granted, those picks are now looking better.
Traded after the Eagles Thursday night game in 2018. Because that was like the interview, and then the Thursday night game, he walks off at halftime, before halftime, and I was like, trade him, I'm done. But it was just, We just were not consumed with this like this before. Like Giants Nation podcast was way lower on the totem pole than Simple Man Radio was at the time. Yeah. You know, like I even remember telling Danny, it's like, this is going to take a backseat to Simple Man. So I was not like, I didn't think my takes through all the time. So that would be one.
We had to act like Stephen A. Smith for that show. It was the only way. The only way. Next question comes from Nick at NickTezza1. He asks, can Danny describe his experience with Blue Chew?
You know what? No, you can't. Can I pair this with that, starting off with that?
I don't think that's a good way
to... Justin, can you just bleep everything I said and like have a beep?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Danny, because Danny, I've heard some good things about this stuff. Look, no one's perfect, not even Danny King. Even the best players strike out with bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes, they're bad people, free putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/world now. Oh, I just realized our promo code is world, as in Talking Giants versus the World.
Oh.
Look at that.
Because they asked us what could be some promo codes if we can't use Giants. So it is GetRoman.com/world. Talking Giants versus the World. Get your man. First the world. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/world. That's GetRoman.com/world and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with the doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/world now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/world. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
And that's how I met your mother, Nick.
Is your... Danny, can your nickname be Getro Man?
The heck is Getro Man?
If you get Roman, it's Getro Man.
Getro Man, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm stealing that from somebody, but it's okay.
I love it.
Next question. Danny, I heard you've been using Get Roman, right?
Of course. I'm specifically Get Roman right now.
Oh, okay.
Next question.
This is such a... But once I'm up in Ithaca, I got to support the Bomber Blue.
What is going on? Next question.
If you could be any fictional character, who would you be and why?
This was a really tough question for me because I don't really like have like fiction. Like the shows I like to watch shows that are like based on true stories. Ricky would be one just because it has to be kind of on brand. But here's one, and this is very like jockish. Billy Bob Thornton, Coach Gaines in Friday Night Lights.
Connie Britton as the wife. Yeah.
Is she the wife in the movie or the show?
You're thinking of the show. Movie. Show.
But I don't know actors and actresses' names, so I have no idea what her name is in real life. But being a high school football coach, there's a lot less. Like, I could never, like, well, one, I don't have the capacity. Like I don't understand the game enough to do that. But, like, the time... Like, you have to put into being a college coach or an NFL coach. I would never desire that. You just basically have to neglect your entire... Like, I neglect my life enough for Talking Giants. I couldn't imagine for being a coach. Where a high school coach, you don't have to do that. So I think that would be pretty cool.
Jack Bauer.
That's 20... I've Jack never Bauer. Watched 24, but I know that name.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so are we going real or fake? I'm generally...
Do you know what fictional
right
means, college boy?
Fictional.
No, I do, but because you said college Friday Night Lights, and that's a real show.
What?
Am I
it's not.
Am I
it's not.
It's for...
Oh, that is true, Billy Bob. That is a true... dang, I screwed up.
Yeah.
You college up, pays off.
Danny reads directions.
I really don't watch a lot of like fictional character stuff.
Like for me, like I'm a big Star Wars guy.
The stuff I do is like what I want to be. What's the Breaking Bad guy's character?
Walter White.
Well, like I don't want to be a drug, a meth dealer, you know?
Yeah, he also has cancer for the majority of the
show. Yeah, so like all those shows, it's like I would never want to be, like even Ricky, it's like, you know, I love that show and I would, you know, for a time, but at the end of the day, it'd be like, this kind of sucks, you know, having to go to jail all the time.
Like, I'm a Star Wars guy. I think even though like he, really, I didn't know that. Like his life is screwed, Anakin Skywalker would be kind of a sick dude. Man just goes out there, is just a badass, does what he wants. That's, I feel like that's who I want to be.
Has some daddy issues, doesn't he?
He does. And then he also has like really emotional tears between like good and bad. So he's kind of messed up. It does have family issues, but man is pretty freaking cool if you ask me.
I mean, having issues with like good and evil, I mean, that's you every day. I mean, you evaluate, you know, am I going to be good or am I going to be an absolute, you know, evil human being? You have to weigh that every single day, don't you, Danny King?
Oh, every day. Like, I wake up and, like, do I be a menace to society today, yeah, or do I help make it better?
Okay.
And every day right. He says, I'll be a menace. All right, next question.
Oh, wait. First, that question was asked by Ben Butler, if I forgot that one. Next question comes from Leon/FailAlarm, @FailAlarm. He has something fun. You start a basketball team, and you are only allowed to use Giants players. What does your starting five look like, and why?
So we're going to do a draft of this. And we got to go quick, you know, sometimes we could explain our picks for 15 minutes. So the rules are you either have to have 3 offensive players or 3 defensive. Like the split has to be 3 and 2, and you can't pick more than 2 players from one position group. How do you guys want to we'll do snake draft. How do you guys want to do the order?
Is this only current players?
Yes, current players.
Damn it. I was going to do a special teams player.
So here... How should we do the order? Okay. I'm going to write down 3 numbers between 1 and 50. And I'm going to
17.
Stop. I didn't write down the second number. Now it's going to affect how I do it.
All right. Well,
between number 51.
Really?
All right. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Simple.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoe. We all tied. You know what? Like here.
That was really good radio.
Here, actually, this is what I'm going to do. All right. I just took the numbers 1, 2, and 3 and put them in an order.
Mm-hmm.
So, Justin, what number will you pick?
3.
Danny?
1.
Okay. I put it literally in 1, 2, 3. So, Danny is first. I'm second. Justin third. Danny, who is the first pick for your basketball team?
Is Kadarius Toney 6 foot? I thought he was under 6 foot.
He's 6 foot.
That's crazy to me. That's news to me. I don't want to do this. I'm going to save that one for one of you two. For my first player, I got to take Kenny Golladay. I want him. I'm going to have my man be the small forward. We're going to rock him at the small forward.
We got to see how your team plays out first. Golladay may be the best player on the team. He could jump. I don't know how his shooting is, but it's just the wide receiver position to check. I'm taking Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is a good basketball player. He his brother plays for Duke right now. Like, think about that. Bates Jones will be playing for Duke in Coach K's last year as a coach in his farewell tour. You're gonna see Daniel Jones' brother on the sideline for every little freaking farewell thing that Coach K gets. Daniel Jones is a baller. They went and played with Denny Hamlin. You know, Jay Billis talked about how good he is. I am picking Daniel Jones as my first pick, and that's why I wanted the first pick so badly, because I thought it's one of you guys would pick it. Justin.
No. This is working out perfectly, exactly the way that I wanted to. Give me Dexter Lawrence.
Oh.
He was seen this offseason dunking a basketball, so give me him. He's going to be my big man. And then I have the snake around, right?
Yep.
Give me Evan Engram. His sister was in the WNBA. So then give me Evan Engram.
That's a good one. I forgot about that.
So they play basketball all the time.
Okay. I'm going to double up on receivers here. Or no, I don't have a double up pick. I'm going Darius Slayton. Darius was another guy spotted with Daniel Jones at Denny Hamlin's house playing basketball. I've seen him do little fadeaways in football drills where he's like, you know, like I've seen it. Basketball guy, good confidence, 39.5-inch vertical, so you know he could dunk. I'm picking Darius Slayton second. Danny, you have 2 picks now.
Solid pick. My next pick is going to be Levine Tully.
Oh, damn it.
It's a good pick.
Oh, really 6'8". I was really hoping. Damn it. I really wanted Tory Lolo. That screws up my whole strategy.
Set the screens, get the rebounds. It's as simple as that. Then for my next pick, John Ross. Speed. Give me that shooting guard position. My man's going to be sprinting up and down the court.
So I was going to have Levine Tory Lolo be my center. And so, Danny, you took three offensive players, so your next two have to be defense. I have two offensive players. And I am going to go offense again, so I'm finishing off my offensive players. Matt Parrott. I got my center in Matt Parrott. Matt Parrott is from the Bronx. I'm pretty sure he's more of like a basketball fan than he is a football fan, too.
I mean, UConn, yeah.
Matt Parrott is a basketball player, so I now have my center in Matt Parrott.
He was second on my big board for a big man, by the way.
Okay. So, Justin, your pick.
Justin, my pick. I kind of feel like I got to do it, right? I mean, man, I have some good athletes on the board. I'm doubling up. Give me Jabril. Jabril's just an old, you know, really good athlete. He's going to play wherever he's going to play. I know he's a little bit shorter. And I'm going back-to-back shorter kings on the basketball court. Saquon Barkley. Seen up in playing some basketball with Bob Menery.
Is he good?
I think there was one other guy that he was playing with that I'm not going to reveal that he might have been shooting a little bit better, but I mean, Saquon's just an awesome athlete, and if he has that experience, I'm just going to take him because he's a much better athlete.
So this is my pick. This guy, this is funny. We're all basically basing this off of Instagram stories. it really is. This guy trained at the Mamba Academy last year. You know who this is? And I can't believe Justin passed this guy up. Leonard Williams.
Damn it.
Leonard Williams. He trained at the Mamba Academy. He plays basketball. He dunks. So now I got Matt Parrott at the 5 and Leonard Williams at the 4. I got the big men locked up. I got a big man. Right now I got Daniel Jones, who's 6'6", going to play that, 6'5", going to play that 3, basically does everything. And Slayton at the 2, I just got to figure out my point guard now. So, Danny, your last two picks. They have to be both defense, though.
Justin, I saved Leonard for you. I was hoping you would take him. No, I thought you were going to be all over Leonard.
I got my big man. I already got my big man.
And then, all right, so I got to take two defense. Oh, my point guard's Xavier McKinney.
Okay.
Get my man at the point. And now I need a power forward. Leonard Williams was my guy. So now give me a second here to figure out who the heck else I could take here. This Giants roster does not seem very accurate right now. That's my next comment. Oh, power forward, give me... Oh, Ellerson Smith.
Oh, that's a good pick. I forgot about
Ellerson. 6'6". Athlete, could be something special in both football, and I think he could carry my basketball team. Not carry, but he could also help the...
I need a point guard. So I'm not getting, no one from the D-line or edge group is going to play point guard for me. The inside linebacker group, I really don't like any of them as a basketball. Maybe Tay Crowder, but I don't really like him in a basketball sense. The corners, I don't know if I want to do Adoree Jackson or Logan Ryan as my point guard, but Logan Ryan is a leader. So Logan Ryan is my point guard.
That's exactly why I wrote him down. Yeah, he was up there because, hey, he's just a leader. He's going to lead everybody.
All right, Justin. So, Justin, you have off. You could pick any position, for your last pick.
Yeah, so I'm going to – I need a power forward, and it's like, do I want to go another big guy? Do I go Andrew Thomas and, Dexter Lawrence and just be, huge but power
forward
center?
You got to go
center?
Small.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lorenzo Carter. I think he's gonna be like my power forward, small forward. He's a little bit diverse. He's a freakish athlete, So, Evan Engram and all my Georgia Bulldogs, Evan Engram and Lorenzo Carter. They're all playing with Evan Engram's sister, and she's getting my team right.
The only player I wish I took was Mike Glennon.
But I could also see Glennon sucking at basketball too.
Oh yeah, I would have shocked.
All right,
me.
So
man's not the
give
greatest
up. Give your lineup and just a quick synopsis on how your team's gonna play. So Logan Ryan is my point guard. Darius Slayton is my 2. DJ's playing the 3. Leonard as the 4. Matt Parrott is the 5. I mean, we're going to be playing. We're going to be trying to get some offensive boards with Parrott and Leonard. You know, put back dunks. Darius Slayton's probably more of a slasher who shoots a little too much. And Logan Ryan is a true, like, you know, dish guy. But Daniel Jones is my best player. Like, he knows how to set other guys up, but he can score off of the dribble. He could spot up and shoot. He can come off of a screen. Like, Daniel Jones is the best player. He is what makes my team tick. And my big guys, there is a very clear, like, we want you getting offensive boards. Justin, go. Give me your lineup and your team's playing style.
Saquon Barkley is my point guard. Jabril Peppers is my shooting guard. Evan Engram is my small forward. Lorenzo Carter is my power forward. Dexter Lawrence is my center. I mean, I have a team of athletes. I think out of all these three teams, these five guys are like the best athletes at even each spot. I mean, Jabril Peppers just being a, you know, all around, you know, pro and, you know, great athlete and what he does. Saquon has, you know, a little bit of basketball experience, you know, via the Instagram stories. Evan Engram with the sister, and she's the head coach. I mean, Evan Ingram's a WNBA sister is going to be the head coach of the team. I don't think she plays anymore, but that's even going to be my head coach, and she's going to coach these guys up, and we're going to dominate.
For me, it's I'm going to do John Ross at the point, Xavier at shooting, Kenny at small, Ellerson at power, then Levine at center. Balanced lineup. I got speed. I got power. I got sharp shooters. I got great hands.
I don't know if you have shooters, but you do have speed. Like John Ross, Levine Toilolo is going to be the most in shape center. Although Leonard might be a better athlete. You know what? Levine Toilolo is going to be the most in shape center. Galladay's.
He's just gonna go up there, grab the ball, and then just put it back up. So
is Galladay your power forward? Or no, Ellers. You have the fastest, like, your team's going to be throwing all the oops and stuff, like, and driving. I don't know if anybody can shoot. Maybe Kenny Galladay can shoot a little bit, but that is. All right, Justin, we need to make a – can you make a graphic of our teams?
I can.
And maybe have, like, a – you know, we put together, like, a 10-word quote on
– Would you like three separate graphics?
No, like, next to each other. Like,
I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to fit, like, a quote about each team, but I can definitely fit, like – Our starting five for each team. Yeah, I can do that.
Actually, no, do three separates then, and then we'll just put out on Instagram and Twitter. So how about that? All right, cool. Next, that was an awesome question. Those are I love that. It might be my favorite question of the whole show. All right, next question. Do we have any more?
Yes, Leon Failarm. Yes, we do. We have a few more. Mr. Brownson asked, my son asked me the other day what a glizzy was. So my question is, which one of you is most likely to become a father first?
There's so many new listeners have no idea why we keep saying glizzy, but I don't feel like telling that story.
If you don't, you lived under a rock in 2020.
Yeah, but it's like specifically to us, like we were tweeting about hot dogs all of July. Like every time someone was eating a hot dog, they tweeted at Talking Giants and we'd retweet it. And then it got mainstream. First one of us to have kids. I mean, Danny's with, you know, get Roman all the time.
Get Roman. Use a promo code world.
I can see it being Danny's out in college, getting a girl pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, I think it's you.
Is the question probably who is going to be the first father, or
who would be the first person to have kids? Who would be the better dad?
Yeah, I think I would be the best dad.
Of course you do.
I was gonna say Justin.
Why would Justin be the best dad?
I mean, like, I just feel like Justin is that type of father. Like,
make a graphic for this. No, I'm just kidding.
Bobby, I feel like you're going to be in Florida. Your kid's going to be on the roof of the car holding something. You're going to have him holding a shopping cart as you're driving 100 miles per hour down a highway. Tell him, like, let it go. And then he's going to let go of the shopping cart. He's going to hit another, like, car or something. Just going to be absolute menace down there in Florida. I feel like Justin, just a calm individual. Just, I can see him with the white picket fence that everyone says is the goal of Americans.
Oh, yeah.
The white picket fence. A dog. Free kids. It's, I feel like that's just perfect for Justin.
But I kind of like hate like the American dream. You know what I mean? In the sense like coming here and like, you know, building your own life like that. But like the very cookie cutter, like bland, like I can't do that. Like I hope I never get to a point where it's like, hey, Richard, how you doing? How are the kids? Doing good, corny. Like I can't ever do that, you know?
Well, that is my life, so.
Like, corporate talk. Okay, so, like, when John Boy Media does, like, corporate meeting, like, meeting, not corporate meetings, but, like, company meetings, and people are telling, like, they're, ooh, these jokes, and they're, like, saying nice things about each other, it makes my skin crawl.
I'm really good at doing that, so you must really hate me in those. I love making the small talk.
Okay, I will say, you get under my skin in those meetings sometimes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, just shut up, Justin.
Yeah. That's because we never, well, here's the thing. We never are part of, like, the central company. So whenever we do show our face, it's like, yeah, you know, if I'm going to, you know, I'll you know, if I see BBD, if I see David, I'll be like, hey, what's going on? You know, Kyle, Dan Rourke. Yeah, you know. We never get a chance to talk to them. So it's like, I'm going to talk and, like, laugh.
Got to please the bosses.
No, that's I never talk to the bosses. I talk to the people that work.
See, they're the only people I do talk to is Jim and Jake. And I talk to Kyle sometimes, too. And I'll text BBD every once in a while. It's like, that are the only people I talk to. All right, next question.
Yeah, we got it. All right, so let's start with BBD. Which three Giants would you want to be with in a zombie if a zombie apocalypse occurred?
Let's Bobby work together on this. Leonard Williams. He spear fishes. He knows how to use a spear. We can use his spear gun. Leonard Williams is one. Give me
DeAndre Baker.
Let's do current Giants.
Sam Beal.
He doesn't count. I have two. Logan Ryan, Sandro Platzgummer.
Why Platzgummer?
Logan Ryan because he's a leader.
Yeah.
Sandro because he like hikes in the mountains.
Okay, so I debated putting. I have my three. But I feel like Blake Martinez, who's a leader, would be a better fit for the zombie thing. Like, I feel like he would just embrace it. He'd be doing Pokemon spells.
No, but we need a big man to help
him. I think Blake Martinez would die really for me. I don't know if Logan Ryan would. I think Logan Ryan would tell me he'd die for me, but wouldn't really.
I think I noticed me and Justin just get really, like, for some reason frustrated when you said Pokemon spells. Because that just really bothered me, and I know about Justin, but we need a big man, and we need, like, Dexter Lawrence, because, like, we need the brute to, like, clear the way for us, like, flip a car.
Leonard Williams. That's what
Leonard
Williams
is. And then I got Jabril, because Jabril's just a savage.
Yeah, true. I say that's fair.
Classy, bougie, rich.
I thought my Sam Beal joke was funny.
It was, but it's... Sam Beal didn't shoot his gun. He just had a gun. Sometimes people who have the guns are the weakest people in the world, because they're so scared.
Yeah, you know, maybe
I'm afraid of conflict nowadays, by the way, because of guns.
Good for you.
You
should be.
Because people will shoot you. It's screwed up. Like, I am afraid, and when I was younger, I would be, like, very, now it's like, I'm, you know, like the whole Little Caesars thing. What is going through the back of my head is not like, oh, getting arrested or, you know, for fighting an old man in a Little Caesars. In my back of my head is like, this guy... If he does get real, you know, big on me and I have to do something, like him just pulling out his gun and being like, I'm defending myself. That's so.
It'd really be like the Purge out there.
So Sam really Beal, how about me. That? Shout out Sam Beal.
Love you, Sam Beal. Thank you for making me look like an idiot. Next question comes from All Things Giants. I listened to each of your respective pods prior to you guys forming your Freeman Voltron. My question is, what is your origin story? How'd you come together? Pause.
I mean, I think it's just through social media. And then when Danny was, you know, getting ready to college, and so then we added Justin. I mean, I liked what Justin was doing, pretty much. Simple as that.
I've met Justin before I've actually met Bobby, which is kind of funny.
Yes. For me and Danny, it was through a company called Wegrin. Okay, let me do the quick origin story of Talking Giants within a minute. I was doing Simple Man Radio, a podcast where it was basically just about sports, was doing interviews with NFL players, asked the Chicago Bears podcast if they had any tips for an interview with a Chicago Bear player named Rashard Fant. They didn't, but they reached back out, and they were part of a company called Wegrin Enterprises, and they were trying to reach their New York branch of their company. They're very big in Philly. They were trying to reach New York, and so they saw that I had a New York tent. They did that, blah, blah, blah. So they had a page called Giants Nation at Giants Nation NYC. If you want to get into blogging, I suggest you go there. They'll take you, and it's a good place to learn and see what you're about. That's what Danny King did. Danny King joined through that. Danny was doing a really good job with that page because really no one was doing a good job with that page. And I always wanted to do a Giants podcast, but I didn't have a co-host. Asked Danny King if he'd be down. We did a test show, liked it, launched it. Had a relationship with Jake from him coming on Simple Man Radio. Talked to John Boy Media when they were pretty, or when they weren't even really John Boy Media yet.
No.
They were just talking Yanks. They were kind of small, and I pitched them Simple Man Radio, and hey, we got this Giants Nation podcast. We can switch to the talking Giants right before John Boy Media blew up. And if I asked them about that 3 months later, we would not be partnered with John Boy Media. The 2019 draft blew us up, connected with Justin a little bit. He was doing Bleeding Blue. I wanted Justin to be the co-host. I asked Justin. We made the change. Danny, you know, he's in college now, writing and doing other social media and stuff. And ever since then, it's been the show. Bam.
Hooray.
Next question.
Next question is, I lost my thing because I was questioning how the Mets were doing. I saw they're down 3-1, so now I'm sad. There's one question left. The final question of the 4th of July mailbag. It comes from our friend Stephen Brown at FF Steve Brown. He asked, could you see VR training becoming a beneficial way to help NFL athletes? Think specifically that maybe Daniel Jones could do it to progress his decision making, going through his reads without actually being in danger of getting hit. And you guys have a thought on that?
Well, they practice with red jerseys, so they don't get hit anyways. But I could see it happening, but not anytime soon. I mean, it's basically like playing Madden for virtual reality. That's basically what it'd be playing Madden with those big goggles that make people look dumb.
Yeah.
iRacing, I know, you know, for racing that helps them, you know, if they actually sit in like the simulated rig and, you know, they can feel the quote unquote car and stuff like that. But VR, I think it would be cool. If they could do it. I don't know how much it would actually help, but why not?
Yeah, it would definitely be cool. I feel like that's just how it's going to progress to the point where VR, because like pilots train kind of VR before they get on the real plane, so mm-hmm. I don't see why it wouldn't work. Also, I blatantly lied. There's one more, and it's from Tim Coffey.
Oh God,
Tim Coffey, Chug Big T. He asked, if Justin and Bobby are throwing a pregame party for 112 people, and each person gets 2 hamburgers and 3 hot dogs, how many packages of hot dog / hamburger buns does Justin's mom have to buy if the buns come in packs of 8? And why will Justin have to help Bobby solve this?
So, 2 hamburgers and 3 hot dogs?
Why is this a math problem?
It's because of the Mr. Brownstone joke about us being like, where you're very close to the screen and looking frustrated, and I look dumb in the background like I'm clueless. And remember, Mr. Brownstone was like, looks like Justin's, which was a great tweet, by the way, by Mr. Looks like Justin's trying to help Bobby. Like, that's really the best description of it. So, 2 hamburgers and 3 hot dogs, he said?
Yes, 2 hamburgers and 3 hot dogs.
How many people?
112.
All right, so 112 divided by 2, divided by 8. 20 packs of hamburger buns, and then 112 times 3 divided by 8. 42 packs of hot dog buns. That's what it would be. I'm pretty sure that's right. Someone check the math on that. All right. That is our 4th of July mailbag. We're going to be off next week, but there's still podcasts. We're having one on Tuesday. This one's probably going to be on Tuesday. We have Sandro Platzkummer on, running back for the Giants of the International Pathway Program, and Ruben Vargas is Zona Gigante. So it's like highlighting like the game growing internationally.
I really loved Tuesday's episode, by the way.
It was fun. It was a fun interview. Like, yeah. Sandra was very personable, and we had fun with it.
Where's she from again?
Austria,
yes.
And then we also recorded like a Bleeding Blue Talking Giants like collab, which will probably come out on Friday. But there's some other things we're trying to do that if they come up, it's going to be like, we just got to do it now. So we'll see what happens. But that's like most likely the schedule for next week. So,
And huge bigger news. I think bigger than this entire show, honestly. Blogs are coming back. We're trying to find a way to get them back, but they're coming.
Okay.
Blogs, baby. Blogs.
Blogging Danny will be back, lead writer for Talking Giants. Enjoy the 4th of July. See you on the next 4th of July mailbag, which will be next year. On the 4th of July. Funny how that works. So we'll see you guys then. Appreciate you. Until then, let's go Big Blue.